Welcome to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? You have a script for me to read? I'd love to. But first this. Over the years, I've been damn hell lucky to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is when a person creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear ding-dongs and ho-hos, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. An example, you ask? Sure. If you're going to be a horse's ass. Let's see. Here's one. The names Mathow and Lemon may sound like the fresh fish of the day to you, but every day on the set with those two meant studying at the feet of great alchemists. But I digress. Folks, not too long ago, the idea hit me. What if I brought together the right creative people and asked them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas, then offered it as a podcast of this seemingly magical process? And what if I called it Alchemy, my boy, you don't look a thing like me. Well, after months of tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to Alchemy This. Let's meet our group of alchemists now. In no particular order, say hello, Mr. Craig Gutkowski. Craig, tell the folks a little about yourself.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Fancy running into you here.
It's really crazy.
At this alchemy lab.
Uh-huh.
My theater just permanently closed its doors this week, so it's good to have that next gig lined up already.
Thank you for sharing. Next up, the unfairly talented Vanessa Ragland. Vanessa, what's the last dream you remember?
I actually took a little morning nap.
Hmm.
And the dream was that they moved the trash cans at my apartment complex to directly in front of my door, and it felt extremely personal.
Yes, quite the affront. Mm-hmm. What would a super team like this be without Mr. Chris Alvarado? That's what I asked myself. Chris, what's on your mind, Daddy?
Hydration. Uh-huh. I think hydration is key.
Sure. Thank you for that. And of course, why not include the super freak, Mr. Joey Greer? Grister, what is your effing deal?
You know, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
But through a process of meditation and a high interval training, I think I'm figuring it out.
Okay, good luck. Last, but to hell with you if you think him least, Mr. James Heaney. Can I call you Jimmy Jack?
My name's not Jack, but you can call me whatever you want. I just feel lucky to be in a room full of such talented people.
And you certainly should. Okay, let's get to our first scene, shall we? Let's just jump in. We take you now to a very, very upscale hotel in Denver, Colorado. The hotel concierge has the task of juggling phone calls from the guests.
I understand. I will get those flowers to you right away. Thank you so much. Hi, concierge.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Excuse me.
Please hold. Yes. Hi, how can I help you?
Listen, my wife is due in 17 minutes.
Wait. 17 minutes?
Yes.
I can call an ambulance for you
No. She's going to be here in 17 minutes. I have a very bad gift for my wife.
Oh, I can help you.
I killed my wife's mother.
Sir, look at me. Look at me right in the eyes.
Okay.
I will take care of this. This is my job. It is my pleasure to serve and to be of service. Give me the gun.
I just need something, okay?
Look at me. Well, here, start with this. Here's a cucumber water.
Thank you.
Take a sip.
Oh, God, there's basil in it, too. That's good.
That's right. Mm. I'm going to
I'm a lot calmer.
Take the prints off of this gun. And then I'm going to tell you about a wonderful oyster bar.
Mm, that sounds great, but the oyster bar isn't going to be a gift for my wife. She's going to be here.
Ring.
Oh, pardon me. One second. Hello, concierge?
This is Marvin McHugh in 1412.
Hi, Marvin.
There's no CBS on the television.
Marvin, there is. It's just not the normal channel that you're used to at your home.
CBS is channel 2.
At home it is, but here with our satellite.
I'm looking at channel 2 now, and it's a guide telling me about the hotel lobby.
That's right, Marvin. So CBS here, like I've said to you before, is...
I want to watch NCIS.
Understood. And that's on channel 202.
202?
202.
Well, how do you get there?
So, are you holding your remote?
I can put... I see the button that says channel.
Yes, so if you're at 2, you can hold...
So hit it 200 times?
I think that might work, actually, Marvin. Give it a shot.
Okay, but NCI, I like to watch it live.
I don't know if it's fully, like... I don't know if you're watching a live taping of
I like
show.
To watch NCIS as it's happening.
Understood.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I look like an idiot with this gun in my hand in front of your desk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, okay, give it to me. Marvin.
This is Marvin McHugh in 1412.
Okay. Sir, what kind of gift do you want? Yes, Marvin, I'm listening to you.
A baby would be fine. You said there's babies here. Obviously, this picture of my wife's dead mother's not going to work.
If you want a baby, look at me. Okay. Look at me right in the eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh, give me one second. Hello, concierge.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Shut up,
we're on
honey.
Speaker.
Shut
we're on
up.
Speaker.
Yes, hi. How can I help
biting
you?
Biting my ear.
Oh, it just tastes so good. Tastes
wait,
like a good
wait,
ear.
Let me say my name.
Like your ear.
I am Cindy McElvey.
Oh,
Mrs.
Hi.
Cindy. This is my first time with my new name. We're in the honeymoon suite.
Yes, it's the McElveys. How can I help you?
The McElveys, babe. Did you hear that? We have the same last name.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, my
Mrs.
God.
It's Devin McElvey. This is Devin McElvey.
Hi,
that
Devin.
That is Devin McElvey.
Mr. McElvey, and
Devin
that is my wife you are talking to.
Yes, so don't try anything funny.
How can I be of service?
We were wondering, you asked.
We want to know if you have any... we want to know if you have any turn down service, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean.
Is anybody can come up here and turn it down? You
That's
know what
right.
I mean?
That's
I do not. I do not.
Well, okay, so. In a layman's terms.
Well, I mean, that seems a little rude. Yes.
In layman's
That's
terms.
My wife. That's my wife.
Okay.
We saw that you have a big aquarium mm-hmm.
oh,
in
yes.
the lobby. It's beautiful.
Salt water. Fresh.
Right, so.
It's not fresh. It's salt water.
What we would love, and I didn't see it on the menu, but could you have someone bring us up the eel?
from the lobby aquarium?
Yeah, we're going to bring it right back.
We'll bring it back by...
We'll
bring it back soon.
Yeah, well, before we leave.
But if someone could bring us up the eel.
Okay, you two
quickly
listen to me.
As possible. Mm-hmm.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Give me one second.
I mean, I.
Concierge. Yes, okay.
This is Marvin McHugh in 1412. I'm a guest here at the hotel. I don't know who I spoke to earlier.
It's me, Mr. Mack.
Well, I don't know if it was you that I spoke to.
Yes, you were looking for Channel 2.
I'm having it. I accidentally hit Netflix. I don't want that.
Okay, you can hit exit.
I can?
Yeah, you just hit exit on the remote.
Okay.
Hit input 22
times. Because Stranger Things is on now, and I want to watch NCIS.
Understood. If you hit
I want to see Mark Harmon solves murders that are in the Navy.
That's wonderful. Hit exit on the remote, and then hit input 22 times.
Okay, I think I just checked out of the hotel.
No.
My wife is going to be here any minute,
okay,
and I'm
sir,
standing here with
me.
A gun in my hands.
Look at me.
What?
You need a baby?
Yeah.
How old?
I mean, as little as possible.
I got a baby.
You got a what?
Marvin, just give me one second, sir. I have a baby, 48 minutes old. Okay. It's all yours.
I'm hitting 48 right now.
I am here to serve you.
It's some kind of cooking show.
Give me one second. Hello, concierge.
Hi, yeah, we were on hold for a little bit, and then we just hung up because no one was talking to us, so.
And we didn't do anything.
Yes, you wanted the eel, is that correct?
Stop.
We wanted the eel.
Yeah, we want a couple eels.
You two listen to me.
This is Marvin McHugh in room 1412.
Hi, Marvin.
I'm not in right now.
Oh.
But if you want to leave a message, please do so after the beep.
Boop. Do you listen to me, Marvin? If you call me again with another fucking question about how to change the fucking channel.
Hello, it's Marvin McHugh in 1412.
Hi, Marvin.
Hey, it's saying that I bought a $5 Snickers. I didn't do that.
You did. Congratulations.
No, I did not.
Enjoy. Sir, what you do with this baby.
Okay.
Guys, what you do with this eel.
Wait,
Marvin, if you don't eat that fucking Snickers. Hello, concierge. How can I help you?
I would like to have a nice place to sleep tonight.
Give me one second.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
This is Marvin McHugh in 1412.
Hi, Marvin. You have a guest staying with you this evening.
Oh, good. I could use some company.
Terrific. And what was your name?
Oh.
Marvin McHugh. No.
What was your name?
Toot May.
Excuse me?
Toot May.
Toot May?
Toot May.
Is that... Wait.
Marvin?
Is that Toot May?
Oh, Marvin McHugh.
Toot
May.
Bastard.
We're on the party line, Marvin.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Here you are, sir. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, my God. It's a little miracle.
Of course, that's what we do here at Concierge. We provide miracles.
Oh. Hi, honey. I'm sorry. I'm early.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me put this in a bag. Oh, my God. Are you early, or is this what time you said you'd be here?
I'm a little early.
Oh, my God. I'm
classic me. I hope you have something really special.
He does.
I do.
I am the concierge. I'm here to tell you what your husband has purchased for you today.
Oh, my God.
Your husband's big surprise for you on your birthday is he killed your mother in cold blood.
Oh, my God.
I have the gun with the prints. I will have those prints printed for you.
Oh, this is better than an NCIS episode.
You can hang these prints in your
room. My mom?
Feel free to print the prints.
Did she?
She is dead.
Was she in a lot of pain?
It was
how fast was it? Did she know it was you?
It's always the biggest guest star is always the murderer.
I can't. I don't know what to say. I mean, she did know it was me.
Look at me. To... Look at my eyes.
Excuse me, that's my thing?
Oh. You want to look in my eyes,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it'll only happen if we all look into your eyes.
Oh.
Okay,
so
let's do it.
So do I initiate, or?
Yeah, you can, if you look at me, I'll start it off. Okay,
okay.
Here
okay.
we go. Look into her eyes.
Thank you. When I met you, 17
years ago. It just doesn't feel
ago,
like it does when I, oh.
There it
oh,
is.
Oh, God.
I knew there was something special about you.
Mm-hmm.
The way you had secrets and sharp things in all your pockets. Mm-hmm. And then we got married, and for a while everything was horrible and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you've given me the greatest gift you could ever give me.
Oh, my God.
If you took her off the face of this planet.
I did.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy birthday to me. Hey, what's in that bag?
It was a baby.
Yuck.
Hi, concierge.
Yeah, I'm calling in because there seemed to be a problem with some of the lights in the...
We take you now to a hideout. In this hideout is the leader of a British gang of thieves. He's about to explain their next heist, which is the home vault of a notorious mob boss.
All right, you lot, Clark, calm down.
Oh,
calm
bad.
Down,
say
zip
water.
Your lips.
Zip
your lips and calm down.
I love this leg.
Because we're bloody
so
professionals.
I think you should do something to sort of class up that. It's not very nice here, is it?
It's not very nice.
It's not very nice. There's no decorations. I was just in the loo and there's no, you know, candles.
All right, well, this is my mum's place.
Hey,
right?
Your mum sucks.
Oi.
I'm so
oh, Rebecca.
Sorry. I know.
Love
that
it.
Was
love is fucking. All right. You insult me, mom, again.
Oi.
I'll fucking knock your teeth
oi,
out.
Oh, come on, mate. That's my lady. You're doing that.
Oh, it's my mom.
Oi, but come on, mate. It's my lady.
Fight?
It's my mom.
Are you fighting?
Oi, come
over
on.
Me?
Oi, don't do that. Don't do that to my lady.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
We're bloody professionals here. All right.
What's the job, mate? You said you brought us all in here. You said you got a lot of bangers to do around,
right?
So we're going to make a big smashing with it.
Every one of you has a specialty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do nails.
Fucking hell, Rebecca. You do the best nails I've ever seen in this city. Oi, if your mum wants to get some free nails, here, Rebecca.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take advantage of that. We're going to set up a fake nail salon,
It'll be real.
Yeah.
I only do real nails.
All right, it's going to look like a real nail salon, a real mani-pedi place.
I don't touch feet because they make me vomit.
All right, it's a real mani place. It's a mani place.
She doesn't like feet, mate. She does not like feet.
All right. So we're going to have this up and running for like 3 weeks, all right? Get a clientele in. make it legitimate. We're going to pay taxes. All right.
Wait, what's going on, mate? Are we starting a business or are we robbing something?
We are robbing someone. We're bloody thieves, all right?
All right.
But in order to get the caper started, we've got to open a mani salon.
We should
okay?
do it right. We should do cucumber water. We should do really
that's
nice decor.
That's up
we
to
should
you.
Put it in a really good location. I'd like to have like fancy ladies come.
Mm.
All right. Well,
if I may.
Oh.
Last time.
Look at where and from now, huh?
Last time I started a business, it thrived. It was a small tech company. We were using it as a front, but it ended up doing very, very well.
All right. Well, look, Mr. Velvet, we appreciate your expertise. We appreciate you've been in the business for a while.
22 years.
Yeah, that's not as long as I was thinking, but that's a decent amount of time. You're easily the most well-dressed member of the crew.
Oh, excuse you. Fuck you. Are we going to have a website?
Huh?
For the nail shop?
I haven't thought about that.
All right, mate, you got to make a website if you're going to do your eye.
All right, well, that's why I brought in the new guy who's a webmaster.
I've already set up something on GoDaddy if you guys want to take a look.
Let's take a look.
Go ahead. It's mobile friendly, so it should be formatted to mobile devices.
What's the website's name?
It's www.snazzyfingers.com.
Wait, that's a good name.
Well, that's the name of our gang.
That's what I thought what the point was.
No, it's... We're starting a business as a front.
Yeah, but there's no reason.
Snazzy Fingers.
But there's no reason not to optimize our search engines. And
see, this is why I keep Mr. Velvet around, for this veteran expertise.
It's just...
Don't put the name of your gang in the name of your website.
Don't do it in the URL, mate. Don't do it in the URL.
This would have been nice before I paid. I bought this for 5 years, so now we've got... What am I going to do with this web domain?
Well, it's very lucky, though, that it's about nails, fingers. I mean, it's very lucky, really. So maybe you could just change the name of the gang and we could keep the website.
Yeah, We're not changing the name of the gang.
Oh, mate, that's my lady, mate.
Snazzy Fingers
my gang.
It's a very good name for a nail place. I've got a Snazzy Fingers.
Wait, Roger, can I talk to you for a moment?
Hey, sure.
What's all this worth of my lady?
Let's go to the loo.
All right.
I mean, let's step into the loo. Right, we don't have to go to the loo while we're in the loo.
I don't mind if you do.
All right.
Do you mind if I?
No, go ahead.
All right. Gotta go number two. So,
wish I'd known that ahead of time before
I
agreed.
Here we are,
this.
Mate.
What a bloody hell do you eat?
What?
What a bloody hell do you eat?
Whatever Rebecca's making. She just puts a whole bunch of little stuff together and it's all just meat pieces, corn pieces.
All right.
Mate, you should have some of it. It's fantastic.
Is it?
Not a lot of greens.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Absolutely.
I had a girlfriend once.
Congratulations.
No, she broke my fucking heart.
Oh, sorry.
I've learned to stay away from women.
Well, that's too bad. We're very fun.
I disagree.
What are you doing to me, Mr. Velvet?
I'm letting you know.
You know, as soon as my boyfriend's done taking his shit, he'll be back.
I will kill your fucking boyfriend. You understand? Anytime you piss me off, I'm going to take it out on him.
That's not nice.
But look, it's like just... Every time you say something mean to Rebecca, you know what I mean? It's like you're creating a fissure in all relationships.
I'm creating a fissure?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be the leader of this bloody gang, mate.
I respect that, mate. I respect that.
All right, I can't watch this anymore.
Mr. Velvet's being weird, babe.
What's that, babe?
Mr. Velvet's being weird.
All right, just sit down. It's all right.
Now, do I have to type in www or is it... a quicker way to get to it.
Honestly, I've pretty much optimized the search engine. If you put your own name in, it'll be the top 5 on Google.
Wait, my own Mr. Velvet?
Any one of our names?
No, you need to remove our names from the website immediately. We are fucking gang members.
That's what I'm saying. We've got a professional website, idiot.
But it's just like, I know it's your mum's place. I love your mum. Been there for me from the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, practically brothers.
Exactly, mate. So it's like, you attacking our sister, who I'm sleeping with, and it's like, mate, that's blood, mate. You know what I mean? She's pretty much your sister. She's my sister, mate.
I love you, mate. I love you, mate. Let's bring it in.
All right. Hold on. Don't lift me up. Don't lift me up. Don't lift me up, mate.
Oh, Lord. So I thought it might help.
Mate. Put me back down.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. So I have my own page and whatnot.
Oh, you can put anything you want for your biography, and that's your picture. It's the best one I could find. I'd happily replace it if you like.
No. That's a pretty good picture, mate. It looks good.
Oh, that's my knee.
The picture?
No, your hand is on my knee. That's my... Oh.
Don't get the wrong idea.
What idea?
Listen.
All right, right. I can't help but overhear and from the loo that you got bios and pictures of us on the website.
And there's no good nail menu.
All right, let's get a bloody nail menu in there.
Thank you. Finally, we agree.
I'm sorry, I don't know a lot about nails, but I wouldn't trust somebody to make my fingers look good if I didn't know where they're coming from.
Boy, Rebecca knows a shit ton about mail.
You about nails,
right,
babe.
whatever.
We're both good at different shit.
Mr. Velvet, what's all that?
What was that, Mr. Velvet?
Okay, man, I now hear from you.
Well, you're about to start freestyling, Mr. Velvet.
Just a bit of a beatbox. Oh. If I must, and then I must. It's the Mr. Velvet on the fucking mic. I'm here to get down, commit crimes tonight. I'm with my four mates, can't you see? Find us a WWE.
What about me?
Okay.
There's four of them and one of me.
Anytime she bugs me, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Oh, oi, mate, oi, mate, don't look at that, mate. Look at that, mate. Oi,
let's be bloody professionals here.
Oi, yeah. I'm gonna fuck you up, mate. Come on, let me say it.
You broke my laptop.
We take you now to a small bar in the Bronx, frequented by the local police. Tonight there's a memorial service for one of the brothers.
I'd like to just start off by saying that Jerry was one hell of a good officer.
Here.
To Jerry.
Jerry was good. I mean, there's not much better that the black and blue could ask than a Jerry underneath it.
Yeah.
But behind every Jerry is a Denise.
Here.
And Denise is going to tell us a little bit. We might not know everything about Jerry. He was a great goddamn partner.
Here.
But Denise lived with Jerry. Denise, you
wiped
those
right, I live with Jerry. Hello.
Hey, Denise.
Hello.
Denise.
Horrible to be here under such circumstances. Yeah. Horrible to eat that shit food.
Here's a Kleenex.
I don't want a fucking Kleenex.
Okay.
I wipe it on my sleeve. So I guess I should say thank you to all you fuckheads for like ruining my life in like 15 different ways. Okay.
We know you don't mean it, Denise.
I do mean it. This is not grief talking. This is Denise talking. Okay. Okay, Jerry. I'm sorry.
That Jerry.
That was grief.
That was grief.
That was grief talking.
Jerry died.
Jerry did more than die because you know what? Okay. Jerry was an officer. Oh, good. Give it up for you guys. Oh, thank you for protecting us.
That seems sarcastic.
Yeah.
I know everything, okay?
Huh?
Here I am. And no, I have not been drinking. Yes, I have. I don't care. Okay?
Denise.
No. Look at you. Look at you. You're fucking animals. All of you animals, okay? And you're so sad. Oh, you're so sad, aren't you? You know what? I'm sad. I'm sad for like 22 reasons right now. Only one of them is Jerry. There's 21 other reasons that you guys don't even know about, okay? Now listen, I know protect and serve is what you guys say, but you don't even do that. You don't even do that at all.
Yeah, we do.
No, you don't.
I protect and or serve every day.
Oh, do you?
Boom, boom, boom.
Tell me all about that, Damon.
One or the other, at least.
Yeah, I think none of the other. I know what you all do. You gossip like little girls, okay?
Hey.
No, I see the emails.
Denise, you're not supposed to read those police emails.
Well,
you know who gossips like little girls is Tony Marciano.
Oh, Tony. Yeah. I mean, Tony, first of all, what kind of hair is that? You know what I mean?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Here you go again. Okay. Jerry was using my computer to read your damn emails and all your email threads. Stay up all fucking night gossiping.
Denise.
With you guys.
If it says .gov, you can't read it.
Oh, if it says .gov, you can go .gov yourself right now.
Here we go.
Go .gov yourself, here we go. Okay? I've been a wife.
Here we
I've
go.
Been a wife in this situation for years, and all of us, all the wives, we're getting together. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-oh is right. Because you know we know everything. We've been reading your shitty little emails. We know that you keep stuff that you're not supposed to be keeping.
What?
Yeah, you shouldn't put that in the emails, guys.
We mostly just send a lot of gifts back and forth.
Yeah, you're all pranking each other.
They're
the gun pranks
jokes.
Are not funny, guys.
It's funny. Yeah, you put a hollow bullet in it. It doesn't work. You know what I mean? That's funny. When you need to use it,
actually,
it doesn't go off.
Those hollow bullets are actually sometimes worse. That's a side point, actually. She shouldn't be reading the emails, period.
If it says
okay, Frank, you come up here. You come up here and you look at my eyes and tell me not to read the emails, okay?
Okay,
because you know what?
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of stuff for you guys, right?
Well,
right? Who brings the donuts? Okay?
Jerry. Jerry brings donuts.
Yeah, Jerry brings two dozen donuts every morning.
Where do you think Jerry got the donuts?
The donut store.
I know, Sal's Donuts?
Yeah.
You guys are animals, okay?
Well, we know
I'm a widow.
Denise, you're grieving.
I do mean it. You stop telling me. Damon, if Damon fucking tells me one more time, I don't mean it. Especially you, Damon. Especially you.
Why especially
I know what
me?
You did. I know what you did with Jerry. They made out at the Christmas party.
What?
I didn't even know about that. Look, it's the Christmas party, you know. Somebody plays.
That was my husband, okay? He would talk about you in his sleep, Damon. How do you think that feels? I've been waiting all day for Jerry to come home. I try to look nice. I wear mascara when I sleep.
They were partners for 12 years.
They shouldn't be kissing. They should not be kissing.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Hey, Damon. Merry Christmas.
How you doing, Jer?
I'm okay.
And there's bullets in the cupcakes.
Oh, what is that? Mistletoe?
Oh, I guess it is. Yeah, yeah.
get away from me.
No, you get away from me.
Away from me.
But I guess it's mistletoe, so I guess we're obligated.
I mean,
it's tradition, like wicked, you know? Yeah.
I mean, I believe in Jesus Christ, you know?
Well, I guess we got to kiss a little bit.
Come here, bring it in.
Well, that's a real slurpy one. Actually, I mean, like, in a funny way, that felt kind of good.
Yeah, I mean, if we're doing jokes and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, let's keep the bit going, right?
I mean,
you know.
Follow the funny, that's what they say.
You got to heighten it a little bit,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
You know, I mean, maybe bring it back later.
So whatever you guys did at that party, and then you started taking more improv classes. All of you fuckheads are supposed to be protecting and serving, and yet I'm going to your shows at 11.
Oh, we can't have a hobby. We can't have a hobby.
Those are the best time slots we can get.
I'm paying $10, $15 and having to buy two beers at 11:30 at night. I got a kid at home. I paid for a babysitter to go to your shows, and you were all kissing
each other. Jerry was a great improviser.
Jim was, but Jerry was okay.
Who was good?
Jerry was all right. Jim
you take that back.
It was all right.
I thought Jerry was great.
Oh, Damon's getting all feisty over this.
Let me tell you something right now about cop prov.
What is it, Bobby?
All right? Two guys get on the stage right there, and they want to connect with each other. It's hard to do. Every day we're out there pounding the pavement.
Oh, boo-hoo.
We got tools on a belt.
I'm sorry, Bobby, but I recall a scene with you and the Sarge that changed my fucking life.
I remember that. I thought it was a big deal.
Come on,
give
us a shit.
It was such a great scene.
Man, it was bullshit, dude.
It wasn't bullshit.
It was a great scene.
I remember that scene. That was good. You guys have some good moments. I'm not negating that, but I'm here as a widow.
Remember, it was that night that Kevin Pollak was in the audience, geez, and he shouted out a suggestion, and you guys improvised
such
the scene.
Such a fucked up suggestion.
Oh, what?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Can Club. We got some really hot teams for you. We got all that in a bag of chips. We got made up on the spot, and now we have some cop prob. From anybody.
Jerry!
Everybody in the audience, can we get a suggestion? How about from you, sir?
Yeah, how about one of you guys? It's
Kevin
Pollak. Hey. Oh,
Kevin
Pollak.
One of those is my husband, Kevin Pollak. Sign my tit.
You guys are terrific. I'll get that in a second, honey. Could one of you be like a therapist in a prison and the other one's an inmate? I know that's tough for cops to think, but something like that.
All right. I'll be a therapist. Hold on. We like to talk this out really quick before we start. You just, I'll be a therapist and I'm going to do a lot of wacky stuff.
Okay. You said I was a prisoner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Murder.
All right. Here we go. Mm.
Right. I'm going to play a chair.
Oh, that works.
Fucking Damon.
Yeah. So, you know, I did it.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And,
okay.
I regret it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I made a gut move. I thought I was defending something that wasn't even mine. You know, I realize that now. And every day I wake up and I feel the soul that I took.
That's hilarious. do you feel good about it?
No, I just said I do not feel good about
it. What's this? What's this behind your ear? It's a cat. Oh my gosh, you can't have a cat in prison.
And when I go to sleep, I see the wounds, and they get bigger. And when I go inside the wounds, I see myself, and I see my family, and I see what could have been, and the damage I did.
Oh my God!
Hey, can I get the check, please? Just
He left right after that, all right? So I don't know how good that was. You know what I'm saying?
It was a fantastic scene.
Yeah, whatever, whatever, it was whatever.
Equal amounts moving and
okay.
Wacky.
I'm grieving here. And I
we know you don't mean it.
Denise,
don't
mean you're grieving.
Damon, I swear to God.
Denise.
I got guns too, okay?
Oh, my. You can't threaten a cop. No. You can't threaten a cop.
I can threaten a cop. Come I can on. Threaten all your
Denise,
cops.
You're grieving.
Oh, I got the emails, honey. I know who else has been kissing. You've all been kissing
come
each
on.
Other.
Come on.
I know about the come kissing on. Parties. You guys lock each other in the cells, and you take turns.
Come
I read
on.
The emails. Everybody's kissing at night.
Well,
at
there's still
sales.
Mistletoe hung up from the
it's
Christmas
not up,
party. What are you going to do?
It's fucking weird.
No,
okay?
It's not weird. Okay, we're trying to get into the minds of the criminals,
the kissing criminals,
the kissing criminals, and
the
if there's mistletoe,
kissing?
Our improv teacher says we got to be more empathetic. Yeah. So,
look, Denise, I think we all know why it is you're getting all loud this evening.
Well, my husband's dead.
No,
he was in love with
Damon. It's
not
that. It's none of that.
What is it
careful,
then,
careful,
Mr.
Careful.
Genius? You want to do this right now?
Come on. I think I do.
Okay, bring it on.
I know this.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay, yeah, ham it up.
Everybody looking at me?
Yeah.
Where else? This is riveting. Where else would we look?
We only got 30 you're, more minutes.
Can I have
hall.
Another drink, please?
What would you like?
Damien, will you cut the lights, please? Yeah. I wanna.
Are there even okay. service here?
Yes. What
serve
would you
yourself?
Like?
I want a wine.
Okay, what kind?
Pink.
Pink wine? You want me to mix red and white?
Jesus Christ.
Denise. Want me to bring up like a special? Or?
Yeah. Special. Denise, I'm going to ask every man in this room to raise their hand if they've made love to you.
Done.
And we're going to see what's going to happen on the count of three. One.
I'm interested.
Two. Three.
Jesus Christ, everyone here.
Everyone here.
Holy shit.
Give or take.
In all fairness, it's just if you sleep with somebody, you've slept with everybody they've slept with, and I slept with Jerry.
Yeah, so there's not...
Is that the same thing?
I was going to say, I did not sleep with Assange.
I'm just saying, I slept with everyone Jerry slept with.
Hold on a second.
Vicariously through Jerry.
Are we raising our hands if we slept with Jerry?
Let's do that. Let's do a 1, 2, 3.
Okay, ready? One.
Wait. I want that music in that special.
Right, let me get that special back.
Thank you.
Here's your pink wine.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
Everybody, on the count of three, raise your hand if you slept with Jerry. I haven't said.
Everybody, raise their hand.
I know.
Everybody
did it.
All know.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I did it like a million times.
Well, you were his wife.
Yeah.
So,
sorry, I'll wait for three.
No, it's okay. The experiment's over. The point is, you're mad somehow. You're mad at us. Because maybe you love all of us. Maybe you didn't love Jerry. Maybe you are part of the reason why his death was so suspicious.
Oh.
I don't know.
No. There was nothing suspicious. He died in the line of duty.
Get these
there
people
was
out of here.
Nothing suspicious.
We got the room for another half hour.
Hold on.
We go where we want.
Hold on. That's Kevin Pollak. He can come in. Kevin Pollak can come in.
Can you sign my Willow poster?
You remember me?
Hi.
Hi, you signed my ticket to the Can-Can Club.
Oh, wow.
My husband Jerry's dead.
You came to our cop prop show.
I had to meet my agent for dinner.
Oh, well, we were in a kind of a heated moment.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
We take you now to a high-rise office building in downtown Los Angeles for the reading of the will.
All right, gather around, everyone. Okay, I'm not sure why I printed out copies of the will for everyone.
What page are we starting on?
We're going to start on one. We tried to save paper by doing front and back, so we went double-sided.
But only half of them are front and back. It's fine, I'll figure it out.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with page one of the will. Once again, okay, I have it. Please stop. Stop shuffling the paper.
Just trying to find which is page one.
Okay, it's got a big one on the front.
Okay.
It is quite a lengthy will with a lot of complicated codicils.
Codicils?
It's a fancy lawyer word.
Yeah, I don't know that word.
It's a codicil.
No, I don't.
Just like just use the word as
how do I break it down?
Just like a simple way.
Can you use a codicil in a sentence, please?
He just did, and we didn't understand.
Well, he was using the word codicil.
Oh.
In a sentence, you're right.
Guys, please, Ari, I just want to say that our dad loved you very much, and we're very happy that it's you who is doing
this. He's not going to give you anything more.
Yeah, yeah, it's already
just
written
you're like
down.
Brown nosing it.
I hate you all.
As you all know, your father and husband's finances were very complicated. He had a lot of pots cooking in a lot of different places. So we're going to begin with.
Are those the codicils?
I'm going to get to the codicils.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the provisions, and then we're going to move on to the codicils. Okay. Provision number one.
What page?
Here we go.
Page one. The bulk of my home.
Your home.
It's written in his voice.
Well, then read it in his voice.
That's a good point.
Okay.
It's confusing to hear two.
I agree.
I do a pretty good Jeremiah. So.
Oh!
Dad, is that you? Oh, that was so weird.
No, that was still me. Still me.
Oh.
What is it? It's a little lower. Lower, right? A little
Dad?
Gruff. A little gruff.
Is that you, Dad?
You're not going to get more.
I hate you.
Okay, this is me, Ari, doing a Jeremiah voice.
Very good.
Very good.
Provision number one. The bulk.
Really good, Ari.
Thank you. Thank you.
do you do any other impersonations, or?
I do Morgan Freeman.
Oh, ooh. Can we? Do you mind if we?
Well, still read the.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. The bulk of my home.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. All right.
You
okay.
Can
well,
do
I'm working. Okay, I'm going to go back to the Jeremiah.
What? Do you have any others, or?
Can we just get to it?
Okay.
You're not going to get
I
more.
Hate you.
You're not going to get
hate
more.
You.
They're baiting each other.
The bulk of my home, okay. Ramsey Manor, will go to my lawyer.
What the fuck?
Hold
Ari.
The phone.
What the fuck?
I mean, Ari Stein.
Hold
no.
The phone. Stop.
I'm no!
Disagree.
In all fairness,
disagree.
It was written on
look,
this
it says
page.
Page. I'm sorry.
Disagree.
What page?
Stop. What page?
We're
object.
On page one. Stop
you're
rifling
all out
the
of
paper.
Order.
What page?
Okay, stop.
No! 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 It should be not given to Ari.
It just says the bulk. It said that it's going to be divided up further, but yes.
Well, excuse me if I'm wrong. Bulk means big. The
that's
big
true.
Of it goes to Ari.
Well, define bulk.
Big.
I think it's, I don't know if it's a direct synonym. I mean, bulk.
It's the big of it.
The largest part.
The big
of
it.
House.
It's going to Ari.
This is strange, Ari. Did you know this was going to happen?
I'm reading this in the moment, as you guys are. This
I know
is
Dad
all new.
Didn't want a daughter, but this hurts.
He definitely did not.
He did not
I know,
want a daughter.
It was very clear. I'm not surprised. It doesn't even sting that part
you
anymore.
You were the big of his problems.
Mm.
You're the big of... Keep reading, Jeremiah.
I hate you.
Oh. All right.
Moving on to the codicils.
Oh, finally.
Okay.
Finally.
Codicils.
Other sections of Ramsey Manor.
Are we still on page one?
I will say flip when we go to page two. Okay.
That's good.
Other sections of Ramsey Manor, flip. Get those people out of here.
No, they're a part of the family. They can be here.
You're not going to get more. You're not going to get more.
I hate you.
Other sections of Ramsey Manor. I'm back on page one.
Oh.
just to
wait, back on.
Right.
Are we back on one?
Yes, back
just
on
for
one.
A second.
Back on one.
So
other sections.
So we didn't flip.
Other sections of Ramsey Manor flip.
There we go.
I'm on page three.
Okay.
It's because
that's
it's
the
front
printer.
And back.
Yeah.
You have to flip your page okay. upside down.
Okay, when I say flip, it's on the same page on the other side. Other sections of Ramsey Manor.
What are we doing with the cats? Are the cats going to get divvied up?
If
or are they
there's
just
a codicil about the cats.
I don't know. Does codicil mean true or false?
Will be divided equally among my issue.
What's his issue?
What is your
issue?
Deal?
Besides that's... not wanting a daughter, what was his issue?
Okay.
What's up?
Elijah?
Yeah.
I just want to... Can I say something on the record, Ari? Can you put this on the record?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is all being recorded, by the way.
We all hate Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an architect, and I'm very successful, so they're mad.
Okay.
He designed a 7-Eleven, and guess what? It looks like the rest of the 7-Elevens.
That's
he
the point. Do you know how hard it is to do that?
He
do you know how hard it is to do that?
No,
do you know
did,
how hard?
You're not an architect.
You're like one of those people that see modern art and
oh,
say,
tell
I
me
can
what
do
kind
that.
Of person
yeah,
I am.
That's what you are. You're a person that was never loved.
I don't know a lot about architecture, but that's a good gig. The 7-Eleven account?
Thank you, Ari. Ari knows business.
It's more of like a construction thing than architecture. You know, like they.
I draw it first.
Whatever.
I draw.
But you just copied what they all are.
It's hard to do.
Ugh.
Now, when I say issue.
Dad.
No, this is Ari as Jeremiah.
Oh, my God.
When I say issue, I mean my children. It's a fancy legalese way of saying children.
Oh, and now we take you to the last Easter dinner that they all celebrated together.
Dad, have these mashed potatoes I made. Dad.
All right. Don't worry, I'll eat everyone's potatoes.
Dad, did you notice I've been getting more masculine?
Yeah, I have. I've been happy with that.
Pick up with the hot dogs here.
Hey, Elijah. Can't you put work aside, Elijah, for once?
Dad, okay.
So proud of this kid.
Yes, Dad, of course. And do you have any suggestions?
Where's the Slurpee machine
going? Oh, you know where that is. Back left.
You know, I've been creating teeth for kids born without teeth, and they're coming along awesome.
Teeth? You've been creating teeth for kids born without teeth.
Walk me through that.
Well,
Dad, you said you wanted a son that was productive, and I'm doing the best I can. I've noticed a lot of kids were born without teeth, and I have a 3D printer and some
crazy... Usually they're born without teeth, but then the teeth grow in.
When?
Well, as they age. You don't need fake teeth.
Okay.
Let them be babies,
okay,
and then
failure.
Their teeth will
I'm a
come.
Failure.
Guys, can we just say a quick grace before we eat?
Yes. Yes, Elijah.
Okay. Dear...
I'll do it.
Dear God. Dear God. Thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for tonight. Thank you so much for the cats that I have in stable.
Benji, stop.
No. Prayer. Do not stop me in the middle of a prayer.
God's listening.
I want to say thank you to Dad.
Thank you, Benji.
For always being there when I didn't know where the light was.
It's usually in the 7-Eleven. It's like, it's the whole.
It's where they all are.
Yeah, it's where they all are.
And I just want to say thank you, Elijah. And?
What?
And?
Margo. Jesus Christ.
Margo.
I'm glad you said it because I was blanking out.
Right?
On it
I
myself.
Didn't forget. Yeah. Margo. Whatever.
That's not a prayer.
And Tyler? Always being there for when we needed it, but never being there when we didn't know. Dad, again? I just want to say, I know it's in the stars. We're going to have 100 more Easters together.
That's impossible.
For you. But for me and Dad, it's possible.
I hate you.
I hate you. You're not going to get more of the mashed potatoes.
What do you mean?
You're
give
not
me them.
Get
give
more
me
the mashed potatoes.
And now right. Back to the reading of the will. We're on page 4.
Codicil number 20, flip.
I still don't get it.
The cats.
Oh, finally!
The cats will be donated
what?
To a shelter.
What oh, the no, fuck?
Good. That's good.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
Good. That's
no.
Good.
No.
That's good. Okay, here we go. Here's the Benji Show.
Oh, my.
Everybody listen.
Because spaying and neutering your pets is something that every human being needs to do.
Ari, that was distasteful.
That was weird.
So disrespectful.
I'm working on it.
Tacky.
Go ahead, Benji. Tell us how we're all terrible people.
You're all terrible people.
And tell us how you love the cats.
I love the cats.
And tell us how you loved Dad.
I love Dad.
And tell me how I'm not going to get anything.
You're never going to get anything.
Tell yourself, me how babies don't need teeth.
They don't.
And tell yourself that you're the best.
I am the best.
And tell Ari that you love him.
Ari?
Tell Ari that you love him.
Ari?
Tell Ari that you love him.
Ari?
I'm listening.
I,
Can't say you love me, can you?
Dad?
Yeah, it's me. It's your dad.
Daddy.
Yep. I'm still alive.
Daddy!
And I knew that you vultures would be all over my fortune. That's right, Ari's the one who's dead. I killed him.
You're wearing his skin, Dad.
We hope you've enjoyed Alchemy This. Write to us if you dare with your comments as well as suggestions for possible scenarios for our group. Be as specific as possible with characters and settings. Let your mind expand and share. I want to thank today's participants. The Alchemy This Players. Just called them that just now. Also write to us with your suggestions of what they would be called. Do so at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That part's not a joke. That's the name of the email. yournamehere@alchemythis.com. All right, let's go around and say thanks. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. That was so much fun.
Super groovy. Anything you'd like to share with the fine folks in parting?
You can always find me at Joey Greer anything. That's all social media platforms, at Joey Greer.
At Joey Greer anything. Craig Kakowski, thank you so much.
So excited to be in ATP.
Yeah, I like it.
At Kakowski on Twitter, Drunk History on Comedy Central.
Woo! Nicely done. Greerster?
I just want to say, we came in here with a plan, and sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
Sure.
And the thing that, if there's one thing that we can always have, check me out at Chris Alvarado, at Chris Alvarado, and hit me up.
Thank you, folks. Please be seated till the end. James Heaney, what do you got for
us? Well, great times. If you get the opportunity to check out The Real James Heaney on YouTube.
There you go. Love to have it. Vanessa, tell us about that damn theater, will you, please?
Oh, honey, I'd love to. Located in the heart of some part of Los Angeles that I'm still not quite sure where, you can find Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth, 2511 Wilshire. The website is dynastytypewriter.com. It's a beautiful Art Deco theater built in 1926 and now filled with all the modern amenities you could want, including a popcorn machine. Hello. And comedy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two fog machines, one piano, limitless possibilities.
Love it. And haunted, for those of you who are into that sort of thing. All right. I want to thank Raphael on that beautiful music and sound effects. Doug, I'll get the correct pronunciation of his last name, which I probably should have done before we got in here so I could thank him properly. But thank you so much, our engineer for today. Bohm? Should we go with Bohm? Not even close. All right. Good to know. Again, write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Until next time.